This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead. Tell the people.
You guys, it is official. First of all, good morning.
Good morning,
everyone. It is a good
everyone.
Morning for me, for
it's
sure.
It's an exponentially better morning than it was yesterday because...
I met.
Mm-hmm. Oh, met? I think there was more. I feel like there was an arm around your shoulder, maybe.
Well, I didn't want to... I'm playing coy.
Uh-huh.
I have some breaking news. Channel Q news.
What's the Channel Q news?
Kamala Harris and I...
Uh-huh.
Not only stared into each other's eyes last night, mm-hmm. we are actually in love. And and that's, you know, I'm sorry for anybody who also had feelings for Kamala. We are very happy.
Well, I would like to give a special shout out to David Cooley, who's the owner of the Abbey in West Hollywood, who for inviting us for a very informal meet and greet with Kamala Harris. We cozied ourselves up to the bar in what he said was going to be a good spot.
Mm-hmm.
And we indeed met Ms. Kamala Harris. After just trying to get a video near her, she suggested we take a photo, and we got the opportunity to invite her on this show.
Let me say.
And we'll talk about the details of all that.
Also,
later.
How short is she?
Oh, I didn't even pick that
she's
up.
She's tiny. Yeah. I'm 5'2", and I had heels on, and she's probably only 5'4". Tiny but mighty, you guys. That's the kind of president you want, getting things done.
You know, so many other celebrities were there as well, but we'll tell you about our experience with Kamala Harris in person later in the show. Also, if Alfonso Ribeiro is going to swing by, have a little chat with us. By the way, Tammy Brown from RuPaul's Drag Race, I would go on to say for sure one of the wackiest, zaniest queens who's really embraced that brand and didn't really ever change her aesthetic to match what drag was doing. Tammy's always been her own entity.
Yeah, and we're so excited to have her on the show. Yeah. She will be with us in the 9 o'clock hour, and I can't wait to meet her. I've actually never met her.
Oh, she's really fun and wacky and zany. Like, she's like your crazy aunt. That's like her whole brand.
I love that.
Hey, so remember we were talking about the allegations in that new reporting about the Matt Lauer rape allegations. Well, he's got something to say about all of that. We'll give you that at the end of the hour in What's Popping. Mm-hmm. But before we get there, it is time for some news on the beat. So, Michaela Gordon, what are people talking about?
All right, you guys. Well, there's a lot going on. Nearly 2 million Californians will be without power for a second day Thursday as part of safety measures aimed at curbing wildfire risks amid high winds and hot, dry conditions. Pacific Gas and Electric on Wednesday shut off power to more than 700,000 Northern California homes and businesses, and the utility said the shutdown was expected to last through most of Thursday and perhaps longer, depending on wind conditions. Now, schools remain shuttered for thousands of students. PG&E has been under intense scrutiny since November, when the company's transmission lines ignited a wildfire that killed 85 people and destroyed more than 10,000 homes. All right, in athletic news, Simone Biles is all but assured of winning the all-around title at the World Gymnastics Championships today. She hasn't lost an all-around competition since Nationals in 2013, and it's been 5 years since anyone's even gotten close to her. A win would mark Biles' fifth all-around title and would be Biles' 22nd medal at the World Championships, one less than the record set by Belarus Vitaly Sherbo. Now, on Tuesday, Biles led the American team to its fifth consecutive title, earning the 22-year-old her 21st medal, the most for a female gymnast. Talk about girl power. Way to go, girl. All right, you guys, if you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday. It's October 10th, and you are celebrating with some pretty fierce celebrities. Mario Lopez is celebrating his birthday, along with country singer Tanya Tucker, singer Maya, and also...
I love how you say Tanya. Tanya. Is that regional?
No, I thought it was Tanya Tucker.
Is it Tanya? I think it's Tanya Tucker, but I don't know. But either way, I love that there's an option for that. I never heard of Tanya.
Yeah, I always thought it was Tanya.
We'll find
somebody
out.
Somebody find it out.
But I wonder, is that, you know how sometimes, what depending on where in the country you grew up, sometimes it is Tanya or Tanya, spelt the same way?
Yeah, I just always thought it was Tanya. I think I'm right, only because I thought it was so odd that it was Tanya.
Tanya. Like a tan when you get in the sun.
Like a spray Tanya Tucker.
Guys, you know Tanya.
Tanya.
Tanya. Sounds like the orange drink. Tanya.
Wait, first of all, I love Tang.
Is it Tang or Tan? Tanya.
I love Tang. He's still looking. We'll have an answer for you.
You know what's funny? All our country listeners are like yelling it in their car at the moment.
Yeah. It's also David Lee Roth's birthday. So to our rock fans, happy birthday, David Lee Roth. All right, you guys, coming up, we had the pleasure of having the opportunity to speak to Alfonso Ribeiro, a friend of ours, and he's talking about his new show starting Monday, October 14th. Find out what new show he will be starring in coming up next.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
These stories always mess me up, but I think it's important to talk about them. Everything in balance. Sometimes when I watch The View, Whoopi Goldberg will play devil's advocate on stories that very hard to play devil's advocate on. So, for instance, an accusation. She's like, well, we don't know. None of us were there. And you're always taught to believe the victim, believe the victim, believe the victim. And she's like, you believe the victim, but you don't persecute the person until they've had their day in court.
Right.
That's sometimes tricky for situations where you get impassioned if the issue that is being discussed is really important to you. So there's this former Stanford champion swimmer named Abram Devine, also. That's a cool name. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he on September 29th claimed that homophobia got him kicked off the swim team. But now he's basically confessing that he broke the national team's honor code by drinking alcohol. And that move resulted in him getting expelled from the team. Now, he posted this post on Instagram accusing his former coaches of homophobia. And he alleged that he wasn't asked back for postgraduate professional swim training because he'd come out as gay. That was his story. But then he did give an interview to the Stanford Daily and he amended his story. He says, I think I wrote this entire Instagram post where every sentence is very important. Already I'm like, I do that when I'm drunk.
Uh-huh.
Where you're writing something and you're like, every single line means the world to me. You know,
yeah.
And they went on to say, but the only one that people are really focusing on is me calling out Stanford. And that makes my message sound very aggressive and that I'm out for blood when in reality, that is not what I wanted at all. I'm here to just say this is a systemic issue between coaches and other athletes. I feel there is so much ignorance to what it means to be gay in sports, in a sports world, that my character is not recognized. Although I feel I can participate by being silent and non-disruptive, I feel that my identity as a gay man is incompatible with the swimming world.
Okay.
Tell that to Greg Louganis.
First of all, Queen, I hate when people do this. He is now even currently on his Instagram story trying to fight for gay rights against Stanford. He said that he was harassed and he was called now the F word and people were very rude to him.
And I'm sure that that is true.
Yeah, but you didn't get kicked off the team for you being gay. You got kicked off because you broke the code and you were drinking. So, and he's still not taking responsibility for that. He's acting so privileged, like such a little brat.
So but here's the hard thing. Both things can be 100% true. Someone can do something totally horrible and then still advocate for good things on the side. So that's the weird push-pull. It's like both are they're not mutually exclusive. If you're a good person who wants to stand up for injustice and you make a mess up, you kind of have to be the person who messed up and still does that, but you have to acknowledge you messed up.
Yeah, I feel like he's just still not willing to take the responsibility and he's still treating it like he didn't do anything wrong. I mean, if this was, listen, I do believe that homophobia is very real, particularly within sports.
Yeah, agreed.
Definitely. But I do feel like that was an issue he should have advocated for or at least brought up, because now it just feels like you got drunk, you got kicked off, you're bitter. And so you're going to say, sure, I was drinking, I got kicked off. But also now I'd like to raise awareness for homophobia. And it just feels so inauthentic, particularly the way that he says things, because he comes off very privileged and bratty.
Yeah. It's so weird because, you know, this kid is, you know, he's is young-ish. And he wrote this. He says, I'm an openly gay swimmer. The original post says, and I'm the only one at my level. I want to use this post to call out some of the homophobia I've experienced as being an athlete, blah, 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 blah. And basically says, how can you say you support me and my equality? How can you not see how Stanford Swim has treated me and used me over the past 4 years? Am I invisible? And he goes on and on and on. He says, gay, straight, swimmer or not, none of us are exempt from homophobia. It's your civil duty to educate yourself. If you choose not to, it is at my expense. So it's a little like tiny violin playing for that post.
Yeah.
And I can see why he'd get dragged.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm sure he's upset and I'm sure he's bitter. He made it to the world meets. He came in seventh, so he was able to qualify. So that was a very big deal for him.
You know, this makes me think, I'm so glad you and I did not have social media when we were this age.
Oh my God, thank God. I could have died.
Honestly, think about how we would have, like, every single knee-jerk emotion we would have taken to the gram.
Oh, yeah.
Think about that, like, at the beginning of the height of your fame when you're on TV every night, someone's, like, does something wrong. I would have been on my story so quick.
1,000%.
And
no.
I know better now.
I'm super grateful that we didn't.
But I wouldn't have known better when I was, like, 22.
But what I do think I would have known is, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And I'm not going to blame something that I did on...
Would you take down the post?
Yeah, I would have never made this post because I would have known.
But you never, I feel like I did in my MySpace days and I learned by early Facebook.
No, I was always pretty good about knowing when I was wrong and I didn't really try to drag anybody when I was wrong. If I drank and got kicked off, I knew it was because
I drank. Let me put it in another perspective. Did you ever talk about someone, a relationship, but didn't mention their name and do one of these posts like this? And I'm sure you know these posts. Life is all about accepting what comes and not looking back at the things that didn't serve you. And it's literally about the end of a relationship. And you do everything but say that person's name. And you basically say, and every one of your friends knows exactly what you're talking about in this exponentially long post about so-and-so who you just broke up with. And now you're a novelist and you got this great post all about this breakup.
Well, it happens in levels with me. I did do that.
I did that all.
And then I got to a place I did start calling them out. Then I just put their name. That was like my later 20s. I would just like to let you know. Yeah. Oh, then I just dragged them online.
Girl, did you tag?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And then I would get into fights. And now at 31, I have just let it go altogether.
Honestly, that makes me so anxious on the inside.
Yeah. I used to tag them.
There's the person getting super excited. Oh, my ex just tagged me. See what this says.
Yeah.
I'm honestly, I can't with you.
Let me tell you something. Some girl really irritated me. We were friends for a very, very long time. And she did something so shady, and I tagged her in it, and I let everyone know that she did that.
That's what I'm saying.
Me and she was like, "You need to take that down." And I was like, "You need to take that down." Why am I such a child?
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela, the new Channel Q.
Keeping you up to speed in popular culture, it's time for What's Poppin'. So, Michaela Gordon, what is poppin'?
All right, you guys. Well, we reported on a story where it is about Matt Lauer and what made him get fired, essentially, in 2017 with these sexual allegations because Brooke Nevels is the accuser, and she did a piece for Ronan Farrow's upcoming book, Catch and Kill, and Variety had obtained a copy, and so we reported on that story yesterday. And she says that none of it was consensual, she didn't want this, and now Matt Lauer is fighting back and saying, yes, we did meet in 2014, yes, we were intimate, yes, we continue to be intimate in New York, but it was always consensual. I admit to having extra
marital affair.
And he's saying, but it was totally consensual. And so the story is getting very messy. I don't know how it's going to go. I also always
want to believe the victim.
Well, I mean, unless he has receipts that he can prove, because as of now, I mean, I always believe.
Unfortunately,
the victim.
She would have to prove it. Like he would have. I mean,
if he could prove that it was consensual, maybe through text messages or maybe show that she was very much turned on by him. I mean, I don't know.
I think that's still the act. If she said no and she came back after and texted him wouldn't be proof of the act.
Well,
unfortunately,
the story will just keep getting messier, or it will end now.
What do you think could more happen? He got fired.
Problem is, I think what's more devastating is he has children and an ex-wife. This just must be so embarrassing for them.
Every time he Googles his name, or if they Google their dad's name, you know?
Yeah. It's very unfortunate. And so we will continue, you know, keeping you updated. But he, as of now, is saying it's absolutely not true, and it was definitely consensual. All right, you guys, in other news, television news, Riverdale says goodbye to character Fred Andrews, played by Luke Perry. It was a very emotional episode, and it ends with Shannon Doherty making an appearance. The storyline is Fred Andrews was driving. He saw a woman stranded on the side of the road, played by Shannon Doherty. He ends up getting killed. And in the end, all of the kids come together. They say a prayer with Shannon Doherty's character, and people were just a mess. They said it was so emotional, and it was a beautiful way to pay tribute to their friend, Luke Perry.
God, I loved Luke Perry.
I did too. It was so interesting because
he's so good on Riverdale, which, by the way, if you haven't seen that show, get into it. Season one just sucker you right in.
Yeah. It's interesting because I wasn't sure how they were going to do the Beverly Hills 90210.
Reboot without him.
But everyone's done a really nice job and a beautiful job kind of moving forward while still paying a lot of respects to Luke Perry. And I love that Shannon Doherty was on there. People just could not stop crying.
I think it was interesting watching her come back because people thought she was so difficult to work with and such a diva, and they poke fun at it on the reboot of BH 90210. But it looks like they're all still really good friends.
Yeah.
All these years later.
I think too, you know, sometimes when you lose like a family member, a best friend, it really makes you remember what's important. 100%. And so they've all really come together.
Yeah, trauma will do that to you. And you know, it's nice that they are rebooting a culturally impactful show with the original cast.
Yeah.
What a clever concept.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It's my queer eye bit for you.
All right, you guys. Well, it's also it's World Mental Health Day. And so official Mel B, you can follow her on Instagram, my favorite Spice Girl Mel B, made a post. It said, you cannot recover from anxiety by just staying calm. You cannot recover from depression by just being positive. You cannot recover from anorexia nervosa by just eating more. If mental illnesses were that simple, we wouldn't be struggling in the first place. She goes on to say, be kind to yourself and start that if you haven't already right now today in honor of World Mental Health Day. So thank you, Mel B, for that message. That'll take us out. Coming up next. Oh, my God. I had the opportunity to meet Kamala Harris.
Oh, that's right. Guys, this story is so stinking juicy. It seemed like for a second it was not going to happen, right?
But
there was panic. But then it did.
Then it happened.
Unfortunately, it was three Tito's and sodas in, so what happened is shocking and unbelievable, so keep it here.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
Let me tell you something. I think we missed out. The Attitude Magazine is a queer magazine. They had some big award show we were not invited to.
Now I'm upset.
But one of the award recipients was, who won Person of the Year, was Sam Smith. And he's on the cover of their magazine right now. And it's just it's a very sweet picture of him. Just looking,
he looks beautiful.
Beautiful with the only way I could describe it is an Adele hard cat eye.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And everything, just beautiful blue eyes, pouty lips. He looks like a young boy George. It's pretty gorgeous.
Yeah, it's so funny the transition that the transformation that Sam Smith has made from the time we met him to now.
You know what's interesting? Watching someone step into their truth.
Oh, it's good.
You get the feels, right? Because you see there's a level of it's when you and I were we recently? We were at a pool party. And we had fretted so much about our bodies, about what we were going to wear when we went to said pool party.
Oh my God, that's right.
We were kicking ourselves because everyone was every shape and size, having no anxiety.
No, having the best time of their lives.
Best time of their lives. And we were like, we're idiots.
Yeah,
we're
morons.
Doing this wrong.
Yeah.
Well, hey, coming up this hour, it's a big show today, as always, but some of the things that we want to share with you is our big meet and greet with Kamala Harris. It was a full moment that we almost didn't happen. Almost didn't.
It really didn't.
Yes.
And then literally when it did.
It's insane.
I feel like I couldn't even catch my breath because I've been manifesting this moment between
Kamala and
yourself. From the L Word. I mean, Kamala and myself.
Don't worry, guys. I was there. I can proof check anything she says. And plus, something that we are doing that apparently our dermatologist is like, do not. And I have to tell you, it may gross some of you out, but we should listen to our dermatologist. They know our skin better than we do. Don't forget, Tammy Brown's going to be with us at the end of our show, so you want to keep it locked here. Jeff Lewis, he's making up some claims about his the ex situation. You know all about that tea, right?
Yeah, he serves some juicy tea.
Well, Jeff Lewis, we know from flipping out on Bravo, and plus he's on that Radio Andy network as well. So we're talking about that and what's popping. But before we get to all that, it is time for some news on the beat. So Michaela Gordon, what are people talking about?
All right, guys. Well, a potentially historic winter storm will slam the north central United States over the next few days, with up to 2 feet of snow possible in some areas. The system will produce severe storms and heavy rain Thursday in the Southern Plains, and critical to extreme fire weather threats from the Central and Southern Rockies to California. The storm will have two parts, the first of which is targeting the Northern and Central Rockies and High Plains on Wednesday into Thursday. The second part will bring snow to the eastern and central portions of the Dakotas and western Minnesota by week's end. All right, guys. Well, President Donald Trump is traveling to Minneapolis today for his first campaign rally since House Democrats announced an impeachment inquiry against him. The president lost Minnesota to Hillary Clinton by just 1.5 percentage points in 2016, and he has frequently talked of his desire to win it in 2020. The city is preparing to greet the president by holding a massive protest in which thousands are expected to attend, and will center on the fighting policies of hate and Trump's anti-immigration rhetoric. Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen will also be in attendance for the rally, but it's unclear if the big names can help fill Target Center's nearly 20,000 seats. All right, in better news, Simone Biles is all but assured of winning the all-around title at the World Gymnastics Championships today. Now, she has not lost an all-around competition since Nationals in 2013, and it's been 5 years since anyone's ever gotten close to her. A win would mark Biles' fifth all-around title and would be Biles' 22nd medal at the World's Championships, one less than the record set by Belarus Vitaly Sherbo. Now, on Tuesday, Biles led the American team to its fifth consecutive title, earning the 22-year-old her first 21st medal, the most for a female gymnast. All right, guys, well, it's World Mental Health Day, so I hope that you guys are just taking it in and loving yourselves. But also on October 10th, it could be your birthday. So happy birthday, Libras. If you're celebrating a birthday, you share it with some very fun celebrities like Mario Lopez, Tanya Tucker, singer Maya, and David Lee Roth. Happy, happy birthday. It's also a very happy time for me, because last night was the night that I met my one true love, shoulder to shoulder, cheek to cheek, and you'll want to hear what she whispered in my ear. We're talking about Kamala Harris coming up.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela, the new Channel Q.
Between all of the candidates, she's probably the strongest to be president. We feel like she speaks her mind. We feel like she does represent so many different communities.
What will this presidential candidate do on day one for the LGBTQ plus community?
Yeah.
That's the questions we want to hear candidates answer tomorrow for the CNN town hall.
That was a very drunk Jay Rodriguez and an incredibly sober Michaela Gordon. I don't want to drag her.
Was that our Channel 7 interview?
Can I tell you
something?
Love
it.
No, that was, honestly, to date, the drunkest interview I've ever given. 100%.
Did you feel drunk?
I knew when we were, I have an ear for when we sound off, because we do this for a living.
Right.
And just, we were good, and then we were just talking for a long time with it, and I was like, they're gonna chop this up. Soundbite. We were making good points, like we had a 20-minute segment with them.
Well, let me tell you something. I will say this. I
which is how she led many of when I would be done. She was like, let me say this. Which, honestly, talking about politics and having Michaela a year ago not know much about them.
You're impressed. Everyone's impressed.
Conducting an actual interview with Channel 7 News.
I said go on.
I was, and don't you think that there was
a political genius.
Do you think it helped that you are actually obsessed with Kamala Harris, that you could speak so eloquently about her?
Yes.
Because you actually knew what you were talking about.
I honestly, all jokes aside, I have been number one for Kamala Harris since the beginning. And I know that she's
Brett
had
Kavanaugh
a tough
thing
time.
Really moved
Brett
you.
Kavanaugh that, is really what got me.
Yeah.
I love to see a woman in power and in charge. And when she made that move to walk out and not vote because she knew that it wasn't right, mm-hmm. that took a lot of chutzpah to me. And I was like, I'm here for this lady.
Yeah.
Then just to hear some of her other policies and just to see how she's doing, I've just really liked her. And it
from
really kind
beginning.
Of bums me out that she's taken such backlash with the whole like weed smoking, mm-hmm. the fact that she prosecuted well, people in the past and then
for
kind of,
weed. And then she said she actually didn't mind weed or she smoked some maybe. She did that interview. Well, in honor of that, I actually smoked some myself before meeting her. So here's what happened. David Cooley, the owner of the Abbey, invited me to a personal meet and greet with Kamala Harris. Unannounced, unofficial. It was just going to be at the Abbey and it was going to be very unofficial, which is really hard to do when you're Kamala Harris, to just show up somewhere. We learned. There's like a huge, there was a lot of press who literally just follow them.
Yeah.
That's it. They just
right.
follow them from point A to point B. And there's nothing they can do about that. That's just part of the gig. So I'm told that she's going to, we don't know what level of introduction we're going to get with Kamala Harris, but we are. So I invite Michaela. We camp out at the bar, which we're told by David Cooley is the perfect spot to be in. He'll take her, he'll take Kamala to us.
Yes.
We sit there. We have two drinks.
Yeah. Popcorn chicken.
I may have had three. Popcorn chicken and Brussels sprouts with the bacon on it. Delicious. Then we see the lights going off.
Can now, I just tell you yeah. that my heart at this point is beating?
But you were also finishing a text, and I was like, Michaela, it's happening. And you were so, and you, not even one grammatical error in that text. Good
Thank
for you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Multitasker.
Yeah.
So we now see about, I don't know how many cameras, like five, six cameras with big lights, like news cameras.
Yes, like six cameras and like five really big bodyguards.
Yes. And honestly, very important for crowd control around her.
Definitely.
So we see that she's entering the bar, but the path she's on is literally going to just completely not pass us.
Yeah.
At all.
Right.
She cozies up to the bar, I would say six stools away from us.
Drinking Perrier water out of a wine glass.
What we had in our favor was there was a cameraman who recognized me.
Okay, let me say this part.
Yes.
This cameraman loved Jay.
He did.
And thank the Lord, so then, because he grabs our yes. phone and he's like, I'll get a close-up for you, and literally goes right into her face
yeah.
with the camera.
Right. So then I'm determined now we're going to meet her. So I go, he's holding the camera. He's basically closing the U. He's just literally on parallel lines to Kamala, as are we. So him holding the camera up allows us to sneak under the camera, past two people, and get shoulder to shoulder. I have a video of this because I literally thought this is the closest we're going to get.
Right.
I'm sorry, Michaela, but let me document this.
I mean, at that point, though, we were like, our shoulders were touching.
Yes.
And that was close.
But they were basically escorting her to another part of the bar. She was going to like sit down, and it's appropriate because right. when you're Kamala Harris, you want to meet as many people as possible and make them feel special. So at this point, I have the panic and I'm like, I don't think it's going to happen. I turn to you. We took a video of this. It's on our Channel Q story. We are Channel Q on Instagram. Check our stories. And finally, I yell something like, we love you, Kamala.
Yes.
Which gets her attention.
She turns around.
Turns around gloriously.
She says,
yes.
Why are you taking a video?
Let's take a picture.
And then it was on.
And then I'm panicked. Then I can't get the camera to work. You know how that goes.
Oh my gosh. As you're not being able to get the camera to work.
You're giving the groundwork.
I'm giving the whole lecture.
The
so
spiel.
I said, hi. We're the first LGBTQ radio station and nationwide on FM. You have to come on our show. And she's like, yes, make sure to connect. And then I say.
And then wait, that's the other piece. She has a connector person.
Yeah.
She says, hey, can we follow up? And she grabs this guy.
Yeah.
Remember him?
Yes.
And then he's like, I'm going to find you. I'm coming back in 20 minutes.
Yes. So then I look at her and I say, honestly, I hate myself. Honestly, I actually do not like myself anymore. I look at her and I said, Kamala, in the most, I could have cried. I literally wanted to cry.
You're very amped up.
Kamala, yeah. I just want to tell you. Lesbians all over the world love you.
She did say
and
this.
You're getting the vote because you look like this Bette from the L word. Have
yes.
you ever heard of that? And she was like, no. And I said, well, she's hot and so are you.
To our possible...
our president.
Possible president, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I have a good record with presidents. I played Melania Trump
mm-hmm.
for the first go around with Donnie.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've confessed my love and told Kamala she was hot.
So then from there, Kamala is like, we're following up. No, we I want to do the show. She basically tells
us. No, we're having her on the show. Having, yeah. She's calling it. She said, if nothing else, she could call it.
Yes. So when we assume at this point, let's get a picture. That's the end of it. This is politics. They're never going to follow up.
Never. No.
Never. So Kamala starts making her way throughout the bar.
So let the Abby on fire to get her to run out again.
Right. So then I leave you to talk to someone in her camp.
Yes.
I go see DJ, a.k.a. Shangela. You know Shangela, RuPaul's Drag Race, Star is Born drag queen, you name it. She's all around the world. So I go chit-chat with DJ, Out of Dragons DJ, and we're just chit-chatting about the experience. He loves her. He says he's going to be hallelujah for Harris.
Yes,
that's what he's saying.
I love it.
And so I come find you. You're having a chit-chat. You're locking the deal down. We see our political expert, Samuel Garrett Pate from Equality California, lurking around, hanging around us, and he says, I'm going to connect you guys. Don't worry.
Right, right. So now I'm feeling positive.
Now I'm feeling good. We're feeling good. We go back to the bar. We get another drink. Right? Yeah, espresso martini.
Espresso martini.
Because and we thought that was a good idea at 9:30 at night.
And all of a sudden, an angel.
An angel comes by.
Take my breath away.
What's the angel?
I thought you wanted me to sing again.
No, so we
his
get...
name. It was the hymn.
Uncle Bobby.
Uncle Bobby. Comes
Uncle
by.
Bobby come by. This is the guy who like psychically read us. Who's a mentally challenged individual who's working at the Abbey. Lovely guy, but he basically gave us a second reading last time we were there.
Yeah.
His kind words didn't disappoint this time.
No, he said you guys have a lot of positive energy. Good things are happening for
you. And then I take that as a sign I need to preemptively do more. So I run up to the Channel 7 news crew and I'm like, "Hi, my name is Jay Rodriguez. You may know him from the original Queer Eye. I now host The Morning Beat on the only nationally syndicated LGBTQ plus radio station that's coast to coast on FM, AM, and HD. Yep, I got all that out after three cocktails.
That was good.
And some weed. And then literally they were like, oh yeah, we'd love to do an interview with you. And I was like, and I have a female co-host. She's a lesbian. She's from American Idol. Like, great, bring her.
We did a 20-minute interview.
We did a 20-minute interview. It's drunky. It's slurry. Do you have audio? Is that what you... Okay, let's listen.
Between all of the candidates, she's probably the strongest to be president. We feel like she speaks her mind. We feel like she does represent so many different communities.
What will this presidential candidate do on day one for the LGBTQ plus community?
Yeah.
That's the questions we want to hear candidates answer tomorrow for the CNN town hall.
And on that note,
we did good.
We did great. That wasn't even drunk. You keep making it sound like we were drunk.
No, because I know how I felt.
Well, you felt like that. Okay, I will say
amped.
This. Whatever cocktail I had before, I got sober when I saw Kamala because I really felt like for the first time, listen, some people will really understand what I'm trying to say. I've never been very political. Right. Now, all of a sudden, I'm talking about news.
Oh, no, honey, you're a pundit. You're a talking head.
But I will never forget.
You're a commentator.
But I never want anybody to forget this. And this is the most political thing.
Go ahead.
I've got the pundit blues.
Kellyanne Conway, leave us alone.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
All right, so let's talk about our cleanliness and what we are told we're supposed to do to stay clean and healthy with our skincare and our beauty regimen. So walk me through a typical day, a 24-hour period about you and your skin. And yeah, I know you're on a new, because your girlfriend does great skincare regime. She's in my age group, so she and I take care of our skin very well.
Well, she always has. She's taken care of her skin since she was like 14.
Me too.
There's
I used to use my mom's
on
creams.
That stupid face of hers.
Oh, I was using under eye cream when I was like 16.
I love it. Well, she first of all looks 7 years old. So I finally started taking her advice because I got diagnosed with rosacea. That's also a self-diagnosis that is not actually confirmed by a doctor, but same thing. So I recently started doing a really hardcore morning and night treatment. So in the morning, I wash it with my Clarisonic brush. Mm-hmm. I put on vitamin C and then a hyaluronic acid, or is it hyaluronic acid.
Thank you, Eva Longoria.
Thank you. And then I put a moisturizer on. Also, sunblock. Apparently, that's a very big deal.
Sunblock is huge. It's the number one aging thing is the sun.
That's what Lisa told me. I mean, I believe her. And also, I, you know, read that. But it is true. So I put it on my neck as well and the back of my neck.
Mm.
So then at night, I do it again with the Clarisonic brush to wash the day off.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just do this new rosacea cream, or it's like a gel, a topical that I did get from a dermatologist who I was able to finagle my way out of. And then I put a moisturizer on and that's it. But I will say this, the vitamin C and the hyaluronic acid have been amazing on my skin. I love it.
So I didn't hear mention of a shower in there.
Oh, well, yeah, I shower at night.
When? Oh, at night. Every night.
Yeah, every night.
And how often the hair?
Don't even touch the hair. Every 6 days. Thank you, dry shampoo.
Well, okay. Apparently, dermatologists are saying that four words are going to change your life. Stop showering every day.
First of all, why?
So basically, you know, the dermatologist is saying it doesn't matter what time of year, your body does not actually need to be showered every single day. You, of course, can tend to the certain, you know, particular parts of your body that you want to keep fresh at all times. But apparently, they say there are, you know, obviously the areas are your pits, under your arms, rather, your groin and your feet, which harbor more bacteria. But basically, they're saying that that you recommend that, you know, those areas even just be washed with a gentle cleanser, but you don't need a full out shower. Basically, they're saying that certain parts of our culture are trying to be overly clean, but there's actual... it's actually healthier to have natural oils on your skin that help protect you from other things. And so you don't need to actually strip your natural oils and dry them out.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I enjoy showering because I also feel like it's sort of like a spiritual thing too. Like you're like washing the day off.
Maybe you just rinse then and you don't scrub.
Yeah, but then wouldn't that be shower? Like if you're physically getting the shower, whether it's a rinse or a scrub, it's a shower.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
right?
I think the issue was the soap part, drying your skin out.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so they want you to be able to keep your natural oils the same way you would do with your hair.
Yeah.
For me, I'm going to have to go against the dermatologist, as I do very oftentimes. I'm going to continue this showering.
I got to tell you, I don't shower every day.
How often do you shower?
Like every other.
Yeah, okay.
I'll clean the necessary parts. I just have really dry skin. And it's like it's terrible. And we live in this really dry climate. And my skin does better if I just clean the parts that are vital.
Yeah, no. Listen, that makes sense. I just also here's another reason also why I have to shower every day, particularly when
you
I
stink.
Get spray tans. The spray tans get stinky at the end of the day.
But you've not been on a spray tan kick for a while.
No, I haven't. I haven't had a spray tan for a while.
It's glorious with this new dark hair. I don't feel like you need it.
I said go on.
You look like Snow White.
Go on.
Do you think like the dark hair and the alabaster skin?
I do now.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
Some of the pop culture headlines you might have missed coming up to you right now in What's Poppin'. So Michaela Gordon, what is poppin'?
All right, so you guys might know professional wrestlers and twin sisters, the Bellas, Nikki Bella and Brie Bella. But Nikki Bella was on a podcast with her sister that was recorded live called The Bellas Podcast. And she's talking about having no regrets about choosing a Russian dancer to be her boyfriend. Now, everyone knows that Artem Chigvintsev. How do you say that?
Try one more time.
No, Chigvintsev.
Chivinsky?
Chigvintsev?
I don't know. I think it should try one more
time. Yeah. Chigvintsev. He is a professional dancer on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
He's also very attractive. Mm-hmm. So they've been dating for a while, and Nikki Bella said on the podcast live that after dating a dancer, she will never go back, and that if he broke up with her, she would hang out only at the ballet so she could find another boyfriend, because apparently it's the way to go, which had everyone thinking, have we been doing it wrong? Have you ever been with a dancer?
Yes, I came up through Broadway culture. Like, I was in all the Broadway shows.
You were?
Yes, girl, 5 years in Rent. All the people we hung out with were Broadway dancers, and they had the best bodies, and they had rhythm.
Is it true,
Yeah. Honestly. Even Vegas Justin danced a little, so he's got some rhythm to him.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, if you're single, go find yourself a dancer. Apparently, they're the best in bed. All right, well, who's not having a good time in their relationship is our boy, Jeff Lewis. Now, unfortunately, he is in an ongoing custody battle with his ex-husband. They were together for 10 years. They have a 2-year-old named Monroe. His ex, Gage Edward, worked for Jeff Lewis, but when they decided to get divorced earlier this year, he decided to leave the company altogether. And now Jeff Lewis is saying he could be working more, but he doesn't. And now he's expected to pay the legal fees, and he's upset about it.
Let me tell you something. Jeff Lewis will just say it like he means it.
Jeff Lewis got his daughter expelled from school for opening
his mouth.
Yeah, so, but he's saying...
That's literally his brand, and I can't disagree with him. Like, how frustrating if you're the sole breadwinner or making more money than your partner, and you're now liable to pay for all these extra expenses because your partner won't take a second job or won't change his lifestyle at all, but wants your kid in private school. I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. So that's the tea. Jeff Lewis and Gage Edward are not having an amicable divorce, but we'll keep you updated.
I can't believe they had an amicable marriage.
10 years they were together.
Yeah, but Jeff Lewis is like, that's a... I've met him a bunch of times. That's a very specific energy. It takes a very specific person to calm that energy down.
Is he still best friends with Jenny? Or do they have a
Jenny
falling
Poulos.
Out?
I don't know. They were back and forth. I have no idea where they stand now.
Yeah, Jenny was his assistant on the show.
Yeah, we actually hosted the red carpet for the American Music Awards 1 year together.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's the tea for What's Poppin'. Now, coming up in the next hour, we are joined by famed bisexual model Julian W. Lucas. We are very excited to have them
also
on the show.
What's so special about him is he's bisexual, but he has one arm. And then another part of his arm is not there, and he still manages to work differently abled in this modeling world. I'm so curious about that. And we talk about bisexuality a lot on the show. They're like weird unicorns. People don't think they're a real thing.
Yeah, that's so true.
They think if you're a bisexual man, then you're just waiting to come out as gay later.
Yeah, well, we're going to open the conversation and we're going to talk about it. And then, of course, in the 9 o'clock hour, we have Tammy Brown joining us. And don't forget, tomorrow in the 9 o'clock hour, 9:20, we'll be joined by Trisha Paytas. She is an Instagram influencer who has come out as transgender, and not everyone's feeling it. So she's going to be joining us on Coming Out Day.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have some hard-hitting questions for her because I want to know what she's talking about. She's been a little controversial, and we'll talk about that. That will be tomorrow at 9:20. Coming up next, we've got News on the Beat.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
Coming up this hour, Julian W. Lucas. He is a model who is he's disabled. He's got one arm isn't fully developed. I don't even know. I see him like sticking my foot in my mouth. Anyway, the point is he's super hot. He's bisexual and he's differently abled. He's sort of one arm just below the elbow isn't there, and he still manages to navigate a space for himself. He models with Tommy Hilfiger for the Tommy Adaptive line. And so much of who he is so that our brand. So we're going to chat with him about the space of being bisexual, about what it's like to date, and also being a model who's disabled in the sphere of modeling where perfection is idealized. How do you make a way for yourself? He's certainly done it, so we'll ask him about that. Plus, that Amazon review that you read, maybe you shouldn't be trusting it so much. We've got some juicy stories coming about how people who worked at Amazon are now telling us the truth about those reviews. Now, we want to round out this hour with some good tea, what's poppin' stuff. The Masked Singer has finally revealed who the eagle was. Spoiler alert, you definitely know this person. And we'll be telling you who that person was. Plus, in our final hour, we're welcoming in Tammy Brown. She's the Drag Race superstar, the quirky kind of gal who just is zany and wacky. She's like someone's hilarious aunt. That's how I describe her all the time. But she's super fun. What do you have planned for the rest of the week? It's just Thursday and Friday now, 2 more days.
Yeah, I have a crazy week, actually. I'm going to go have dinner tomorrow night. I am so proud of my girlfriend, Kim Caldwell. She is going
I thought it was
to...
Lisa.
No, not my Lisa, not my girlfriend. One of my dear friends, Kim Caldwell, she made a plan in her mind and she's followed through, and she's going to be on Kelly Clarkson's show giving mom advice about being a mom on this coming Monday. So we're going to go celebrate her tomorrow because that was a big deal. And then Saturday, I'm going to see Fran Drescher. I'm going to rush the stage.
I'm so jealous of you for that.
Don't be. I'm just trying to get a job.
Also good for you. I think you should be touring in the cabaret space, and this is somewhat of a cabaret minus music. So I think this is a good thing for you to see.
Yeah, I am. I'm excited. And then Sunday, I'm hosting the Equality Fashion Awards show. So
what does one wear to an Equality Fashion Awards show?
I don't know. They're going to dress me because it's a fashion show. The designers will. Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. You don't know what you're wearing and it's Sunday?
Yeah, we have to talk about it tomorrow. They're making me something.
That's what I'm saying. Have you not had a fitting or anything?
We've done the fittings. They took my sizes, and then I'm assuming that they'll just bring it there on Sunday. Listen, I don't know. It might not go well at all. I might go on stage naked.
What happens when you do something charitable and they give you an article or garment to wear and maybe it's not?
I already thought about it. Don't say it.
And what? You just have to do it.
Because
you're there to honor their...
Just got to do it. If I look like trash, Too bad.
You want, you'll look like a rainbow trip. Maybe they'll put a rainbow on it.
Then, well, stick a rainbow on me and call me gay.
Well, I am, tomorrow I'm going to go out to Anaheim. I'm going to have lunch with a friend, do that whole, like, kind of get out of the city vibe.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow night, maybe just some drinks with the boys. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. Maybe low-key kind of vibe. And then on Saturday, I'm flying to Vegas to catch the tail end of Vegas Pride there. Spend a little time with Justin, hang out in Vegas, do the whole thing. And then I'm going to broadcast from Vegas on Monday because, you know, I love that studio where the sun comes in the window.
Yeah, I love that. Oh, it's the best studio.
Isn't that a good
feeling?
It makes
such a big difference.
100%.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's our weekend. I'm sure you've got your plans, but till you get to your weekend, it's time for some news on the beat. So, Michaela Gordon, what are people talking about?
All right, guys. Well, nearly 2 million of Californians will be without power for a second day Thursday. Today is part of safety measures aimed at curbing wildfire risks amid high winds and hot, dry conditions. Now, the Pacific Gas and Electric on Wednesday shut off power to more than 700,000 Northern California homes and businesses, and the utility said the shutdown was expected to last through most of Thursday and perhaps longer depending on wind conditions. Now, schools remain shuttered for thousands of students. PG&E has been under intense scrutiny since November when the company's transmission lines ignited a wildfire that killed 85 people and destroyed more than 10,000 homes. All right, guys. Well, President Donald Trump is traveling to Minneapolis today for his first campaign rally since House Democrats announced an impeachment inquiry against him. The president lost Minnesota to Hillary Clinton by just 1.5 percentage points in 2016, and he's frequently talked of his desire to win it in 2020. The city is preparing to greet the president by holding a massive protest in which thousands are expected to attend and will center on the fighting policies of hate and Trump's anti-immigration rhetoric. Now, Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen will also be in attendance for the rally, but it's unclear if the big names can help fill Target Center's nearly 20,000 seats. All right, you guys, well, it is World Mental Health Day, and we hope that you are taking care of yourselves. And if you are having any trouble, please reach out, ask somebody for help. You are not alone. It is also October 10th. If you are celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday. You are celebrating with some pretty cool celebrities like Mario Lopez, Tanya Tucker, singer Maya, and David Lee Roth. So we hope that you're enjoying your birthday here from Channel Q. Now, coming up, we're very excited because we have Julian W. Lucas joining us next. He is a model who has dealt with a lot of things in his life that could have been
It's hard to describe because he's so layered in so many things. He's bisexual.
Yeah.
He's disabled.
He's overcome a lot in order to be able to
killing it.
Yeah.
Also, I want to ask the bisexual questions.
I want to ask the bisexual questions.
Because
question
we get it all the time and they get so erased in the community. People don't think they're a thing. They're like, that's not a thing.
Yeah. Well, also, it's interesting because there was an animated show that tackled bisexuality and pansexuality that didn't seem to go over well enough that the creator had to apologize. So I want to ask him truly what his definition of bisexuality is, and we'll talk to him coming up next.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela, the new Channel Q.
Welcome back to The Morning Beat. Listen, I was streaming along in the morning trying to pull stories to share with you listeners, and one day I stopped at, you know, this incredible photograph of a model, and Tommy Hilfiger model who has one hand, and I thought, what a beautiful way to embrace people of all shapes and sizes and all body types. And I thought, wonderful, great advertising, wonderful, Tommy, I stand with you. And then I realized that the model was actually bisexual, and I was like, okay, we need to have him on. There's lots to unpack there and talk about. So please welcome to The Morning Beat, Julian W. Lucas.
Hi, Julian.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good. So that was a great piece. I read a piece on Queerty, and then I think Gay Star News also covered you as well. And I want to just talk about, I know that you describe yourself and you like to use phrases like having one hand or one-handed and things of that nature. But did you ever think that you'd be able to model specifically for a huge brand like Tommy Hilfiger, being that you did have one hand, and, you know, modeling world tends to praise like the almost perfect, so beyond perfect?
For sure. 1,000% no. You know, I really thought when I was kind of doing this, it was really kind of split, right? When I was younger, it was kind of like maybe this idealistic thing of like, I can truly do whatever I want. And then as I got older, it was like, well, you know, maybe that might not be true. And so I was trying to figure out what's realistic and what's not. And actually, when I first started, you know, trying to get into modeling, I tried to originally do it with a prosthetic because I just really thought there was just no chance that I was ever going to be able to do it without. It was really just trying to kind of hide who I was. But as I kind of continued, that just was very uncomfortable. It was just not me, not who I was. And, you know, it's kind of like a story, you know, where it was like, as soon as I started to embrace myself and who I really am is when I was really able to, like,
act. That's always the way. That is
success.
Always the way, yeah.
So, but yeah, no, then when I kind of linked up with Tommy Hilfiger, that was really just a match made in heaven because they really, you know, what they represent and especially the line, you know, because what I was modeling was clothing line that was also had kind of like specific adaptions for people that had kind of various disabilities, however we want to define them.
By the way, leading up to this interview, we were like fumbling over words on how to exactly. We
had,
because the language is tricky. And like you said in one interview, that everyone identifies with different words differently and embraces them differently.
Absolutely. And so that's why you can never jump on anyone for saying this word or that word. I just really kind of just float around, to be honest with you. And I have someone, like I always reference my niece who has cerebral palsy, and she very much is like, I have a disability, I have a handicap, this is who I am. But other people, you say that and they're insulted, you know, they're deeply offended. So it's definitely tricky territory.
Yeah.
But for me personally, I just really just accept it for what it is and understand that, you know, everyone's just going to feel a little bit differently.
Well, if you guys are just tuning in, we are with model Julian W. Lucas. Now, speaking of how you choose to give words power, you are open about being bisexual, which I had a question about this because recently there was an animated show that was under a lot of scrutiny for explaining bisexuality as just simply being
binary.
Attracted to cis men or women. And I wanted to ask you, what is your definition of bisexuality? Is it only cis men and women for you? Or are you more open?
And not that you're
so
speaking for the entire community, by the way.
Yeah, just for yourself.
So for me personally, I really, that's why it's like, I'll use the label bisexual just because, again, sometimes we just need to put, you know, a word on something. We need to, you know, have a frame. But for me, it's definitely, because I've had other people tell me, they're like, oh, technically you're pansexual or you're this or you're that. Mm. And for me, I'm really just open to, the best way I can explain it is I'm open to whatever comes my way. Really, I don't really look at things in kind of a black and white kind of light.
Sure.
So if I'm attracted to someone who's trans or someone who, I mean, I honestly just label them off. If it's someone that I can connect with and I'm physically attracted to, both physically and intimately, then more than willing and more than open and more than exciting to pursue it.
And Julian, you know, absolutely. And we talk about bisexuality within the community, but sometimes it feels like it's an under-respected part of the community. Folks always like to make jokes when you're a bisexual man that it's just a gateway to being full out gay. How do you handle those kind of remarks or thoughts?
Yeah, so I definitely learned that when I moved to California, when I moved to San Diego. One of my first really good friends up there was an older gay man who I worked with at a gym. And I had that experience where I was like, you know, a lot of people are really kind of not for kind of this title of bisexuality.
Yeah.
And, you know, he explained to me that he was like, you know, when they were growing up and when they were kind of coming out, so to speak, it was more like he thought that people used bi, the label bi as kind of a way to not fully say, hey, I'm gay. Like, I'm just bi.
I did that for sure. I know I fully did that, like, in college years. I was like, I'm just bi.
Right.
I was embarrassed.
So I guess,
Right,
exactly. And so, and I can totally appreciate that, but I guess, like, from my perspective, that's just not my experience, and I don't know. It's hard for me, right, because I can only speak on behalf of my experience.
Okay,
and I just know that I've definitely been like this really from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And I struggled with it, right? I definitely kind of oscillated back and forth and was like, what's going on? Am I this? Am I that? And it was, you know, a genuine struggle. But then I just got more confident in myself and it was just like, no, like, this is who I am. This is what I'm about. And it was interesting though to kind of feel that rejection of like, oh, you're not actually this, or you're just confused. You're actually this. And it's just like, it's just kind of funny because you're being told things within the community that they don't like to be told outside
right.
of
it.
Yes.
That's so true.
What a good point.
Well, if you guys are just tuning in, we are with Julian W. Lucas. Now, it is World Mental Health Day. And Julian, you have been through so much and overcome so much. You even talked about being rejected and you've been able to keep your mind straight and just keep working so hard. Do you have any advice for people that maybe are struggling with their own body dysmorphia and just trying to embrace their own beauty and not along these high beauty standards that society holds?
Yes. So I would say really some of the best things that you can do is, I mean, it's going to be a lot of cliches, but you just can't live for other people. I mean, there's just no question about it. You have to live for yourself. You have to really be able to face yourself every single day. And obviously you want to give yourself to other people, but when it comes down to it, you can't change your body for other people. You can't love yourself for other people. I mean, everything has to come down ultimately to you and your mind, your body. And so, you know, really, I think for me, I come from mental health from so many different backgrounds. I actually used to be a counselor actually at a men's inpatient drug and alcohol rehab facility. And one of the things that we used to teach and really preach was, again, you have to do these things for yourself. You know, if you're depressed, if you're anxious, if you're going through any sort of struggle, if you're struggling with addiction, you can't get clean and sober for your mom or your dad. Those can't be really the motivating factors. They might be, you know, really beautiful, and it might be something that can help motivate you, but it just can't be the main reason that truly brings you to the other side. And so really, I would say self-love. I mean, again, it's so cliche, but self-love really is just absolutely, in my honest opinion, the most important thing that you can learn to truly cultivate.
Well, Julian W. Lucas, much continued success in your modeling and acting. Okay, so this is the big question of all. I slid into the DMs, and now we've talked about you being bisexual. For all our listeners out there, is Julian single or is Julian taken?
Yes, I am very, very, very much painfully single.
Oh, well, don't worry. I'm going to put your photo up on my social media, and I'm going to find you. Listen, I'm like a Jewish mother. I'll be able to figure this out for you.
We might know someone. What city are you living in?
So I'm bi-coastal right now.
You're even bi-coastal? God.
Yes.
You're between cities. What are the cities?
So it's between Philadelphia and San Diego. San Diego, L.A.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Okay, so to our Philly listeners.
Yeah, we got you.
San Diego, we've got a hot boy for you. We're going to throw in our Instagram stories. Julian W. Lucas, thank you so much for being so open and vulnerable and so much
inspiring
congratulations
to so many others.
Success.
Yeah,
no, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. And honestly, thank you so much for all the kind words. I mean, my head is definitely going to be floating in the clouds for the next few days.
We'll talk to you soon, Julian. Have a good day.
Bye, Julian. All right, Jay's coming up. The Amazon review you read and trust may not be trustworthy, and we're talking about it coming up next.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
So I buy a lot of things off Amazon, sometimes before bed, which is not great because it's usually like I'm sleepy or maybe I had some drinks. And then lo and behold, in a couple of days, it's like Christmas morning and I'm unpacking boxes that I don't know what's inside of them.
I totally agree with you. Amazon shopping at night is the best to do. You surprise yourself.
You know, I wonder, I don't personally look at reviews. Do you?
Yeah, I do.
You do.
I do sometimes, Lisa. Adamantly. Lisa will Google, Yelp, everything before
what
she purchases.
What items do you think in your mind you're more inclined to look on the reviews? Like if you're shopping for something, like, you know, there's some products that you already know you've bought it a million times.
Yeah, some you don't. So I do...
Like new items, you're saying, maybe.
Yeah, just things I haven't tried before. Yeah. Like even like Olaplex, for example, is conditioner that was really good when I had blonde hair. But I wanted to make sure that the reviews were good. So I looked up and people were like, yes, it's amazing. It's worth the $28. Do it.
So here's the thing. The Amazon choice is a label designed to convince consumers to buy what Amazon says are, quote, highly rated and well-priced products. And so they have this thing, but many of the Amazon Choice products sold by third-party sellers are actually not what they seem. Some listeners have inflated ratings and feature glowing reviews written by customers who were promised gift cards or free products by the seller in exchange for that five-star rating.
Oh my God, that's shady.
Yeah.
That's shady because you know where it actually comes in handy, I'll be honest with you, is sometimes I'll put in like, for example, like a leopard beret. Mm-hmm. And that's like, sounds stupid. But I bought it. I got it. It works perfect. No, you know what I'm saying? That is dumb. That was a dumb example. But maybe like seven will come up of the same thing. So what I'll look for in reviews is how fast it came. Did it come the way it said it was going to come? And that's when I find that it's really beneficial and really helpful. When multiple things come up of the same thing.
Well, you know, this is one of those things where they send you in, once you get the actual item in the mail, they have this little, basically this card that says, to redeem a free $19 gift card, scan the code and write a 5-star good product review, and then email us with your order number and review screenshot. And then basically what they'll do is, once you email them and that screenshot, they will send you an email back with a code which gives you that pricing, that gives you that little gift card thing. So you need to be very careful and maybe just ask friends what they've tried and what they've used, because apparently the Amazon reviewing system is not what we thought it was.
Shady. That's so shady. And I love Amazon. But honestly, you can't ask your friend because so does everybody else. I'm telling you, I see even on my neighbor's front porches, Amazon boxes all the time. People love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
All right. Well, coming up next, we're going to be chatting about, it's what's popping. We're going to give away who the first Masked Singer I think sent home was. Yeah. It's someone that we actually all really know. Not personally, but if you ever turn on a TV, you know this guy. And he was first to go, I believe. So we'll be chatting about that and a whole lot more with What's Poppin' coming up next.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', yeah. Now someone else is getting all your best.
Jeff Foxworthy.
Oh my God!
That's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over.
That is the fourth contestant who was revealed on The Masked Singer. We're about to tell you who it is and what's popping. So, Michaela, what is popping?
All right, you guys. Well, if you've been watching The Masked Singer, there have been a lot of really great surprises. But last night, Dr. Drew Pinsky was revealed to be the
Sorry,
Eagle.
That was a spoiler alert. I was supposed to say that. Well,
oh,
no,
we were supposed to say spoiler alert.
I didn't say the word spoiler, but I said we're about to tell
you
what it is.
With social media, you're bound to find out whether it's from us or your own Instagram. Okay, so it was Dr. Drew, and he said the whole thing was just so bizarre, but he did really well. He made it through two rounds. He got sent home, though, when he had to go face-to-face.
Or beak-to-beak.
Yep, or beak-to-beak, and he got sent home. But that's so fun. I like Dr. Drew. I didn't realize also that he sang. That was pretty good for not being a singer.
Yeah.
These boots are made for walk-in. So way to go, Dr. Drew. That was the Eagle. All right, you guys, in other news, speaking of television, this is amazing. If you guys loved Seinfeld, the quote, show about nothing, quote, Elaine's townhouse is for sale and you can buy it. It's going for $8 million. So just shove that little pretty penny out.
Just a cool eight, you
Just
think?
A cool $8 million. The current homeowners, Harry and Lori, originally purchased the home for $950,000 in 1995. And it's gone up, obviously.
900 and something thousand?
$950,000 is what they bought for.
Oh,
and now it's $8 million.
Wow.
Is that insane?
It's a beautiful home,
though. The home features 6 fireplaces, high ceilings, and hand-carved moldings. Yep. Okay. And it's located a short walk from the Whitney Museum of American Art near Chelsea Market and the Highland Park. You know where that is?
You know what that electric bill is?
Oh, my God, girl.
A car payment.
Listen, though, if you can spend $8 million on a house, they don't mind. They can pay that power bill, honey. And you can own it. But that's so fun. That's kind of cool to live in Elaine's house from Seinfeld.
Yeah, especially if it's that got like 5 or 6 bedrooms with like, oh, my God, all those fireplaces. What?
Yeah, well, I'm surprised, actually, that's even for sale. I would think that something so iconic would want to be taken care of and not be able to be lived in. But you can buy it if you want. And so that's what's rounding out what's popping. Now, coming up this hour, we have Tammy Brown. We're so excited. She's a fabulous Drag Race queen, and we are going to be talking with her. And don't forget, at 9:20 tomorrow, we will be joined by Instagram influencer Trisha Paytas. She recently came out as transgender, but it's been very controversial.
She is very controversial.
She's very controversial. And so we're going to be talking with her tomorrow at 9:20 a.m. as well. But stick around. Coming up, we've got news on the beat, and then we will be joined with a very fabulous and funny Tammy Brown.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
Tomorrow is National Coming Out Day. Did you guys know that? Go tell your friends. Go tell your people. And if you're an ally to the community, maybe post something like that, you know, you're an ally and you stand with the community. And if you, someone will need someone to come out to, even just privately, you're that person.
Yeah.
Be the change.
Also, it's our anniversary.
Yes, Janicki would have been officially launched a year ago tomorrow. But by the way, it was actually us on the air. We were on the air already the month of September.
Yeah, we were. We were practicing. You guys don't know this, but before we hit the airwaves officially, we were practicing so we could be professionals for you guys. And then we started October 11th. And what a year it has been. We've had such amazing guests. We've had such amazing stories to tell. They've made us cry. They've made us laugh. Some of them made us puke when we had to eat bugs that we didn't want to eat. I mean, it's been a wild ride.
Right. And so, you know, it's been this incredible journey of just you and I starting as entertainers in this world, and doing radio is a completely different medium. You know, you radio listeners, we want you to stay with us the whole 4 hours, but we understand you've got stuff to do, and so just keeping you engaged and thinking about the conversations that we like to have and that you might want to listen to has been such a growing opportunity, especially in the political sphere, knowing how to share stories.
Oh my god, I had no idea what I was talking about when we first started. Still don't.
But now we've learned we don't have to be experts. We share the facts as we know them,
yeah,
and we discuss them. Yeah, it's great, and we appreciate you guys, especially those who've been with us for so long. To so many new markets that have added on, welcome aboard. And the family's only going to get bigger coast to coast with Channel Q. Now,
speaking
tomorrow.
Speaking of families, we got a baby this year, too. Our producer, Justin, impregnated his girlfriend.
Well, I don't like to use that word. Now I have
sin.
To. Okay. You could just say they're expecting impregnated. What is she like? That sounds like something you do with, like, you know, cattle or something.
Why
impregnated.
Am I a child?
Time out. Well, we'll have a baby in the new year, right? In January.
Yes.
So that'll be great.
A day before my birthday.
Well, maybe she'll hold it in and just...
I'm going to ask her to hold it in. Hold the kid until my birthday.
Yeah.
Me and Bennett Bernal share the same day of birth.
Is that the definite name?
I mean, that's what I keep calling him. His name could be John. I
honestly,
don't know. I
it's
just keep
be
calling
like,
him Bennett.
It is going to be something that just that we are not expecting. Justin, are there any front runner names for the for baby?
That is the front runner in the clubhouse. And thank you for announcing that on the air, Michaela.
Oh my gosh. Thanks a lot, Michaela. You don't tell
her
anything.
You guys know
you're
better than to tell me secrets.
I know.
You can't tell her anything.
And 1 year, you realize when I get excited, I blow everything. So, well, that didn't sound right.
Yeah, let's ask Charlie XCX that.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? Your kid's name is Who Knows.
Right, just get to some news on the beat. Michaela Gordon, what are people talking about?
This whole segment just really pleased me. Okay, you guys, listen. Who else is pleased? Simone Biles is all but assured of winning the all-around title at the World Gymnastics Championships Thursday. Now, she has not lost an all-around competition since Nationals in 2013, and it's been 5 years since anyone's even gotten close to her. A win would mark Biles' fifth all-around title and would be Biles' 22nd medal at the World Championships, one less than the record set by Belarus Vitaly Sherbo. Now, on Tuesday, Biles led the American team to its fifth consecutive title, earning the 22-year-old her 21st medal, the most for a female gymnast. In other news, a potentially historic winter storm will slam the north central United States over the next few days with up to 2 feet of snow possible in some areas. The system will produce severe storms and heavy rain Thursday in the southern plains and critical to extreme fire weather threats from the central and southern Rockies to California. Now, the storm will have two parts, the first of which is targeting the northern and central Rockies and high plains on Wednesday into Thursday. The second part will bring snow to the eastern and central portions of the Dakotas and western Minnesota. Minnesota by week's end. All right, you guys. Well, it is World Mental Health Day, and so it is a good reminder that you are not alone, whether you suffer with anxiety, depression, or anything else. You are so heard and loved, and so we are just celebrating who we are today and dealing with our mental health. Also, it is October 10th. If it is your birthday, happy birthday from Channel Q. We hope you're having the best day. You share it with some pretty cool celebrities like Mario Lopez, Tanya Tucker, Maya, and David Lee Roth. Happy birthday to you and you and you. Now, coming up, we're so excited because we have Tammy Brown, a drag icon, joining us to talk about where you can see her Saturday, October 19th. You don't want to miss it, and you don't want to miss what she has to say. Stick around.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
There are drag queens and then there are icons. Tammy Brown is definitely both of those things. Celebrating two decades of drag. 20 years of Tammy Brown Gala is happening on Saturday, October 19th, 2019 at Hamburger Mary's in Long Beach, California. And Tammy Brown is joining us live in studio. Welcome to the Morning Beat, Tammy.
Hola. Hello.
Hello.
Tammy, I have to tell you, when you walked in, your energy... You know, you never know what to expect when you just see people from television or what you know of them, especially when they're so fabulous. Your energy is so calm and so kind. You're so lovely. I just want
it's
you
like
to know that.
It's like a breath of fresh air in the morning
for
us here.
I was just looking over and I was smiling at you, and then you would just give the sweetest smile back. And it's so nice because you feel so grounded and earthy and wonderful. I love that energy that you have.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. I'm glad you feel good. I feel good, too. Yeah.
So what was your time like on Drag Race? Everyone has a different memory. Like, some people had a spectacular time. Some people, like, you know, didn't have a great time. It depends for every single, you know, person's ever been on.
Well, I'm so thankful to have all these wonderful fans, and I'm able to connect with them all around the world. And that's the best part about it, the publicity. Yeah.
I mean, yes, global, honey. Global at that. You will be always watched around the world. I mean, that's where this exists now. It's just that everything's so digital.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk to you about your style, because you have a fabulous style. Now, for people that don't, maybe for our listeners listening, how would you best describe your style, and how has it changed in 20 years?
Eclectically stylish.
Yes, very Love eclectic. It.
Free, an artist, mm-hmm. who I am. You know, what was that documentary, Advanced Style? I relate with those ladies, Advanced Style. Mm. I have Advanced Style. I've always had it. It's mm-hmm. part of it.
Toot and boot that.
when you do 20 years of an art form, is there ever moments where you feel pressured to kind of dip into what the popular thing is at that time?
I don't worry about those things. Yeah. There's no time to keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah,
you got to keep moving and
keep up with the Browns, honey.
That's right. I don't worry too much about that. I'm truly committed to who I am. Sometimes I believe I set trends, or I'm actually, sometimes there's a before a trend, I'm connected to trends. I was always connected to that as a child. I noticed that early on.
Yeah. Well, noticing your energy is so grounded. You also are a very confident Where did the confidence come from? Were you insecure ever? And then you were like, forget it. I'm going to be true and be me, because you know yourself so well.
Well, I can only be myself. So I've always just been myself. Mm. And of course, we go through periods where you might not feel so confident, but nobody really knew that, you know, because I just am myself. So that's who I am, just truly myself. And that's what comes out.
Yeah.
So you've been creating content for a long time now, and I love your videos. And now that we have Tammy TV coming this fall, and of course your Patreon, talk to us a little bit about the kind of content that we can see from you. I love your music videos, obviously the music, but what kind of content will we see on Tammy TV?
Well, Tammy TV, you're going to see more of the Browns. Mm-hmm. John Mark, who's my creative director and plays the son and mm-hmm. co-producer and director of the Browns, he and I are working on other projects. We're actually going down to Mexico to prospect and study the Muxes, Muxe, from mm-hmm. Oaxaca, Mexico.
Yeah.
They're a third gender as well, which comes from indigenous culture, by the way.
Love
real
that.
Mexicans, yeah. real Americans.
Yeah.
Ah.
Uh-huh. You know, with this whole thing about let's make America great again, mm-hmm. which is so stupid. They forget that the whole continent's America.
Right, it's north, south, central.
Yeah, mm-hmm. not just the United States. They should say, let's make the United States great again.
Yeah. Actually, that's really, I didn't even think about that. Tammy!
I love that. Well, no, listen, because there's, you tie a lot of your work into educating people on things that maybe we don't know about. Particularly, you were talking about going back to Long Beach. Mm-hmm. Now, your show is October 19th.
20 years of Tammy Brown.
Can you talk to us about the show and some of the importance that's also happening while you're there?
Okay, so I'm going back to my roots. Woo!
Where it all began.
Uh-huh. Well, Long Beach is where I started working, and started right out the door. Within 3 months, I was on my first walk-on, which was The Surreal Life with Tammy Faye Messner, Baker. And then Vanilla Ice was on there as well.
Yes!
But Jules from Long Beach, and I started with the Brunchettes there, and I felt It'd be nice to start to pay respect and homage to Long Beach, where I started my career. And Hamburger Mary's is giving us the space. Jules from Long Beach, and I'm going to have the best DJs. I'm going to have Jackie Beat.
Yes, Jackie Beat.
Uh-huh. Love Beat.
Ezra Tuwalo and mm-hmm. Dolly Levi's coming.
Love Dolly, icon. Yeah, mm-hmm.
We're putting on a concert, and then I'm going to release my new album, Schubert.
Schubert, tell us about the new album. I mean, I heard Round and Round. It's such a bop. It felt like I was at an 80s disco. I loved it.
Round and Round was a single we just released and video during DragCon New York City. And now we're going to release October 19th, the night of the gala, the album Schubert. My rhymes are the crime and they are lighter than air. Yeah. And there will be songs such as Sexy Sexy Orangutan, which is a bit of an activist song, hashtag queen with a cause. There's In My Blood, and which has to deal with AIDS and whatnot. And I do love Schubert. Yeah. And then there's a ballad on there, See You in the Magazine. Mm-hmm. As well. It's going to be hot.
Which we do see you in plenty of magazines. You're always on our news feed. And so where can people, they can get the music on there. It's going to be available for download that night on the 19th.
It should be the day of the 19th. October and it 19th. Will be, October 19th, Long Beach, California, Hamburger mm-hmm. Mary's.
And what I think is so great is you've partnered with Lyft. So if people want to go see you, mm-hmm. They can just open up their Lyft app and enter the code 20 years of TB.
Which correct. Is so
two
great.
Zeros years of TB, and they get 25% off their ride to and from the event to see you.
Correct. And then you can also stay and dance the night away because I have Chris Bowen and Tank Boy, two of my favorite disco.
God, that sounds so fun.
And it's a gala, so that members head to toe, dress it up.
Oh, see?
Honey, it's a gala. Thank you. Don't show up at Hamburger Mary's looking like trash. We will kick you out.
Mm-hmm. So what do you want your listeners and your fans, because you have fans from all over the world, what would you want them to know? I know that you're very much an activist and you're trying mm-hmm. to raise social consciousness for issues. What's on your mind these days?
Well, right now, speaking of Bow Wow Wow Yippee-Yay, Snoop Dogg, Long Beach, it'd be cool if everybody could call CSULB, Cal State Long Beach, mm-hmm. and tell them to stop destroying the native land, sacred native lands that are there. They're encroaching and destroying the land, which is a sacred ground and a national treasure. And indigenous rights are human rights. So hashtag...
And even The Rock was protesting about the things that were happening in Hawaii with an indigenous sacred ground that was, you know, people trying to build on. Why is it that we forget that they were the first occupants of this great land that we live
they
on.
They are Americans.
Yes, 100%.
They are the first Americans.
Well, you said something hilarious. You said it's so stupid with this whole Make America Great Again because
it's
the whole
all
continent
America.
Is America. Like, it's all
North,
America.
South, Central.
Well, I learned that in Mexico because I've been able to live abroad and whatever. And or next door.
The bra that lives abroad.
Slack. But in Mexico, they said, nosotros también somos Estados Unidos. Somos America, somos America. Aquí también
First of all, your
es America.
Accent's real, real good.
So they were, thank you, gracias. Yeah. I learned how to speak Mexican, which is a white language, by the way. Don't forget that. Anyhow, but in Mexico, they said that this is America and the United States is the United States. The whole continent's America. Oh, much more open-minded.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I love that. Well, you guys, we are with Tammy Brown. We want to make sure that you check out 2 decades of drag, 20 years of Tammy Brown Gala on Saturday, October 19th at Hamburger Mary's in Long Beach. Again, do you want to give this information too, so people
we'll
know
put it on our
call.
Social because we'll take a picture and we'll put all the links and everything this way people have a destination go to. We are Channel Q. That'll be there in a couple minutes. Tammy Brown, never enough time with you. Thank you so much for dropping by. Make sure that you hit up our social media so you can give her a follow and attend her event. 20 years of Tammy Brown. Thanks for coming in, Tammy.
Thanks. Tammy. Coming up, we got to meet Kamala Harris last night, and you don't want to miss how it all went down because it went down.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela,
the new Channel Q.
Michaela and Kamala sitting in a tree.
Getting
getting a restraining order away from you. Well, we are back and we're joined with Drop the Subject hosts, of course, Allie and Jared, and they are up next and a little jealous that we got to meet Kamala. I didn't know.
First of all,
there was a moment where it wasn't going to happen. I had to finagle it drunkenly.
Kamala does not know you. Kamala
That's
never
true.
Met you.
That's
Kamala
real.
Does not care who you are.
Well, she met me in passing. But I'm one of the many.
Why are you being such a negative Nancy?
Because
Garrett?
I'm jealous.
Okay.
I'm jealous.
So... I feel like out of all of us, you will cross and have a more.
Definitely.
Yeah, I feel like you'll have a more intimate moment than
Let's
we could.
Let's be clear. I'm in with the family. It's fine.
There you go.
We've been emailing a lot. Mm-hmm. Or twice. It's fine. No, I'm actually really excited you guys got to meet her. I think she's like my number two candidate right now.
Is she?
Yeah.
Well, tonight's LGBTQ forum, that is the HRC and CNN town hall,
yes.
Is that going to sway you, do you think?
I don't know. And I should also say tonight, right after Loveline, for 1 hour, we're going to be doing a recap of the town hall that's going to be happening with
amazing.
HRC and CNN. So we'll be live from 9 to 10 Pacific time, midnight to 1 o'clock Eastern. I don't know. I feel like I see them in these kinds of town halls all the time. And like I feel like it's gotten kind of stumpy to me. Like
okay.
I'm seeing the same thing from them. This will be more targeted questioning, which I think will be important. But a lot of LGBTQ issues, I feel like a lot of the candidates kind of fall in similar places. So I don't see them being like, I don't expect them being like distinctly different on a lot of
and
things.
And this is one of those times where even if one of these candidates that we really like gets into office, what if we keep Congress Democratic and the Senate stays Republican? What would this president do? I mean, do you think there's anything any one of these candidates could say that would be like, well, now this person's getting my vote?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know because I'm like, it's a lot of promises.
And it's also if it is still Republican majority, then it's hard to get anything done.
Yeah.
I would say
I'm more so interested in what their vision is and what their personal connection is to LGBTQ issues.
Yeah, I like that.
And I would want to know what they envision for the future, because we also have a Supreme Court decision that will be coming in June about anti-discrimination laws and what we are, where we're allowed to be, whether or not we're allowed to be fired for being gay or LGBTQ. So I definitely want to hear what they have to say about those cases that were just heard in Supreme Court on Tuesday, because those are going to have a major impact on going forward.
I would just like to say also that Allie was snapping before we started.
I was what?
Allie was snapping to the song before we started this conversation.
Mm-hmm. Was
and
I?
I've never been more impressed. I don't even know if you noticed it, but you were over there snapping so hard.
Oh, do you have a hard snap?
Yeah, she does.
Do I?
Yeah, give us a little show.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't even think I was... Now I can't do it.
Oh, now she's got the right hand going.
That?
Okay, that's probably very annoying to
Elizabeth. There's a lot of news happening.
Or to ASMR people, it was really hot.
That's right.
We've done ASMR on our show a couple of times. We're just like really quiet and we're doing this.
Oh.
Microphone.
Brian is dying right now. All right, so what are you guys talking about? Drop the subject before we quickly go.
We're just doing ASMR, 4 hours solid.
That's 4 hours.
What the plan is.
Anyone in their car is going to be knocked out within 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, it's Thursday, so we're doing Gay Gay Cray Cray. We also have a new Really Estate, which is a game that we do every once in a while where we present a real estate listing that seems incredibly overpriced. It's usually a shack in someone's backyard. And then we give you something else that you could have bought with that money. And then this time, I have to guess which costs more because Jarrett said he found the story.
Something really interesting. So we'll play a game of real estate. We're going to update you guys on these arrests that happened this morning under Rudy Giuliani's clients and what that means for the president and what that means for the impeachment inquiry. There's a whole lot to talk about.
Okay,
and we're getting live flu shots.
Oh, that's right. We are getting live flu shots. Yes.
Nurse Alice is stopping by. She's going to tell us why people need flu shots, because a lot of people, including Ginger Justin and many others, don't want to get flu shots and
don't
like them still. Yeah, so she's going to talk to people like
ideas.
You who are naysayers.
We have a lot of myths to dispel
I'm
about
staying.
Them. So,
well,
yeah.
I'm right. staying for the
show, point
too.
Is, keep it locked here on the new Channel Q. Drop the Subject coming up next. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.